What's up? This is the A-Rodge Podcast, starring or hosted by me, your boy Austin Rogers. And today I have with me two of America's most wanted. Yeah. Big Ant and Ramsey. Man, what's up, man? How y'all feeling?
Yo, what's poppin'? What's poppin'?
Yeah, just chilling, man. Just chilling, man.
Yeah, man. I've been dying to have y'all on here, man, because I've been trying to show people what y'all do. But what exactly is it that you do?
Man, we just some regular dudes, man. We got some merch clothing line going. Then we also resellers of the most exclusive shoes in the world.
All right. And how did y'all get started into that? Like, what got y'all? Like, was it the love for shoes? Was it?
Yeah, it was like a couple years ago. It was like me and him just clicked. It was like I started getting my hair cut by him, and then, you know what I'm saying, just talking. And he just running stuff by me, you know what I'm saying? Like, me over him, I'm talking about it. And then partner, like, laughing, giggling, playing, like, oh, you just talking. But, you know what I'm saying? I seen the vision, and it was just, like, let go. Like, 100, like.
Yeah. Because I always been, I always loved shoes, man. From,
yeah, true.
From back on, when my parents used to buy me shoes. My dad used to buy me shoes. It was crazy. I just loved shoes, man. And it was it was a lane that I thought we can attack, you know what I'm saying, and take advantage of it. So, you know what I'm saying, we ran with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, what exactly, can you tell me about Sauce World, the sauce, too much sauce, all of that?
I
want to know the beginning of it, where it started, everything.
Yeah, like, sauce, man, it was just like, it was just different.
Because we, you know what I'm saying, like, we see everybody, they talking about, you know what I'm saying, money and stuff. We know everybody getting money. Everybody getting money. If you ain't getting money, like, you probably a child.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, like, we wanted to do something different, like swagger. You see what I'm saying? Like, so, like, originality.
So did you always have that in mind, that you wanted to own your own?
Yeah, it always was a plan, man. Even when I was working for someone, man, like, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur, you feel me? Mm-hmm. And Ramsey had the same mind state that, you know, that I was on. So, like, we linked up, you know what I'm saying, and made it happen, man. But it was crazy, man. At first, a lot of people didn't take us serious. Like, they was laughing and stuff, like, boy, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Y'all boys playing or whatnot. Then we really showed them when we started applying pressure. Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it seems like y'all know how to network, because, like, when I look through social media, and not even just through social media, on campus, there's a lot of guys out here talk about y'all. Because how I heard, because, you know, my brother met you because you cut my brother's hair. Yeah. Shout out to Steve. And it's like, he told
Keep
me,
shooting.
Like, yeah, man, this is a big guy, big ant.
Yeah.
You know, he's this big guy, and he sells shoes. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? For legit shoes that, you know, dead stock, sold out shoes, right. J's, all that.
Yeah.
You know, I love shoes myself.
Right.
So I was like, all right, I want to meet him. I go to the shop. I see him. I think he's like 6'5". He said, man, look at you like 6'8". I'm like, man.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? We took advantage of our opportunity, like you did that dude last night. When
Hey. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, it was. Yeah, like Ant was saying, man, like, it was crazy how it started. It was just like, I met him through somebody, I need another barber, and it was just like.
Y'all just clicked.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, and can you talk a little bit about your Kicks Fest?
The Kicks Fest, man, it's something that I created. I want to inspire all the entrepreneurs, like people that's coming up trying to sell shoes too. So that's why I started throwing an event here, trying to bring awareness to, like, shoes and people, you know what I'm saying, starting their own business. So that's when I started off with the Kick Fest and started letting people get booths and stuff like that. And other people's looking at it, they coming to Kick Fest like, dang, you know, they never seen nothing like this down here. So
all right.
I just try to bring something new to the game, you know what I'm saying, open up the avenues in Montgomery, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for those who haven't been to the Kick Fest or don't know anything about it, it's actually a pretty nice event. I went for the first time, I think it was it this summer?
This summer.
Pretty nice. It's just almost like a sneaker con, like a mini sneaker con.
Right.
Pretty interesting. Guys have their own
booths.
Yeah, booths set up. Pretty nice. Go in. So you go in, you know, you could buy, sell, trade, all that. Shoes. Not even just shoes, shirts.
Yeah,
you know,
because we had did we had. I didn't mean to cut you off, but we had did one in Mad City Classic, like We try to as far as like the black college, like Alabama State, we try to bring some, you know, all the students that's trying to do something different, like with their clothing, like some people's trying to start a clothing line, like we got our own line. Mm-hmm. I just try to, you know, inspire them for like, hey man, y'all can do this, you get what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, like at this one that's coming up, we're going to do discounts on like students that's trying to start their own business. Mm-hmm. As far as like them getting table, we're going to do like a super discount, like, you know what I'm saying, like over half off, so they can come through, showcase their talent and show people what they got, you know?
Mm-hmm. So how hard was it? All right, I want to know, where did it start? Like the first step that it took for you to, like, where did everything start from you making Sauce World Too Much Sauce Sneaks? Besides you two meeting each other, what was the first step where you were like, okay, this is something I can actually do? Like, this is actually starting to work. When you first saw it expand and grow.
Yeah, I want to say, like, starting, like, as far as, like, cutting hair, I want to say that that was the platform. Everything built from that, because, you know, in cutting hair, you deal with different people.
Yeah,
you meet
a lot of people.
Yeah, you meet a lot of people. You understand, like, you kind of like a counselor. Like, you talk to people about different problems, like what people want to do and stuff like that. So I kind of mixed up, you know what I'm saying, like kind of like a gumbo. I mixed up all type of flavors from different people. And you know what I'm saying? I came up with an idea, like, oh, man, yeah. And then that's when I met Ramsey. He was like, yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? He the only person, like, as far as, like, outside of my family, that kind of like, oh, bro, like, you can really do. You like, we can really do this. You feel me? So that's when, you know what I'm saying, it took off.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's a lot of investing that comes with that. So what is the sort of dark side of that? Because I'm sure, like, you take losses at the same time.
Yeah.
You take a lot of losses, man. I want to say the people, like, that's trying to start their own business, a lot of companies, like when you Google, there's a lot of companies out here like, oh, we can charge you for to do this and all that stuff you can do for free.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You get your EIN number, you do your LLC. You know, you'll pay for your LLC, but you got to get all that stuff. You're done, Brad Street number. Like, it's a lot of stuff out there a lot of people don't know about because there's a lot of free money. It's not free money. You have to pay it back, but it's a lot of money that you can get to start your business up. Right.
So do you think your location, do you think if you were in another location, you would have more success, or do you like Montgomery? Like, catered to Montgomery, the people.
I love Montgomery because it's always started, but you know, it's sometimes room for growth. You know what I'm saying? Branch off and do, you know, go somewhere else. But like, we always gonna have Montgomery in our heart. But you know, me and Ramsey, you know what I'm saying, besides my family, been talking about, you know, another location, but we're not gonna like kind of disclose it now. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, we got big plans for 2020.
Yeah, man, that's interesting because the way I see it, it's like, you know, Montgomery's come a long way, but, you know, some of the merchandise you sell is sort of new age. And, like, a lot of people in Montgomery are sort of in the dark ages when it comes to fashion.
Right.
Even me, like, I'm not going to lie. I don't really like Yeezys. I really don't like Adidas, and we're sponsored by Adidas. So, I'm more of a, you know, Jays, you know, Nike type guy.
Because you know what I'm saying? I'm a Nike person on top, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, Nike, like, I love Nike, you feel me? Mm-hmm. I just started wearing New Balance, but, like, Nike was the first, so, like, I always had love for Nike.
So, talk a little bit about your podcast.
Oh, Sauce Talk, you know what I'm saying? Me, El Chapo, Sauce, man. And Leon Black King here today.
Yeah.
He also did, we actually just did a podcast with Sean Dion Hamilton. We just did one with him. He played for the Washington Redskins, so.
Former Alabama
player.
National champion.
National champion, couple rings. So what he got, about two?
Yeah, I sound like that.
It's growing. That's growing too, man. So that's the idea me and Ramsey came up with.
That was just something we just threw out, you know, just like, because when we sit up there, and we just bounce ideas off each other. It's like one day we'll be just laughing, playing, then next thing you know, we got some up in the air, we got the camera rolling.
That's what I was about to say. Like, with this, is this what you're focused on right now? These aspects, selling clothes, selling shoes, doing your podcast, getting your business out, expanding, or is it more that you want to do? Like, is there other things that you look forward to? Is there other steps that you want to
take? Yeah, it's more steps that I'm going to take, man. It's more steps.
Always.
But it's just like, we just want to get our brand out, and then we can advance from there and just venture off and do more stuff. But It's all about the brand now. You know what I'm saying? That's how it's going these days. You know, getting your brand out. You know, getting popular, getting to know people. You know what I'm saying? We trying to do collaboration with like Nike. You know what I'm saying?
If that's Nautica, possible. Anything. You know what I'm saying?
I see you're getting a lot of people are peeping in. I see on social media you got all types of people watching your story. KD watching your story.
You know, it was getting out there. It's just, you know, we just got, like I tell them all the time, we just got to keep working. Don't get sidetracked. Don't let the success we do have get out here. Just stay humble. You know what I'm saying? You know, and just be willing to put in whatever effort. You know what I'm saying?
And a lot of that work that is put in goes to promoting, because I see you're a big promoter. You like to get your stuff out there and you like to let people see it. Like you said, KD wouldn't have seen it had you not pushed it.
It's like
you never know. The right person might see it at the right time. Boom, that's all it takes. Yeah.
One person.
We always have a conversation. Like, it'd be 1 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'd just be like, look, bro, like, all we got to do is keep working. We one person away from meeting who we need to meet. You see what I'm saying? So, like, as long as we keep working, we'll stumble upon somebody. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. Like I tell him, we try not to like overextend. Like, because when people try to overextend, get somebody's attention, they'll forget what they got. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. What they got going on. So I just tell them to keep working. Because eventually, like you said, KD, you know what I'm saying? I think the baby, CI, the baby, watching, you know what I'm saying? As long as we keep working, you know what I'm saying? Even though they just views, you know what I'm saying? Don't really mean, but like, it's a step. Yeah, so, yeah, like, before you know it, they'll be reposting something. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah. And a lot of that is you staying relevant. That's the thing that stands out to me, because a lot of people like to stay on one lane. And I think the fact that you guys like to switch it up, the podcast to me is the thing that like stands out the most.
Yeah.
It's like, that's really how you put it out there. And it's like how you let people get a sort of inside view. And whenever people see you doing something and they see the process of you doing it, like when they see you in the shop actually cutting hair and they see the grind that goes into it, it makes them think a little bit more about it. And it makes people,
look
at it deeper.
Yeah. I know, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, this platform you got is dope, man. And you know,
like,
what I'm saying, we appreciate you know what I'm saying, the time you giving us for to come out, you know what I'm saying, show love. And we also bought you some merch, you get what you I'm saying?
Ah.
Yeah, we bought you some merch, man. You know,
that's the original logo, the Too Much Sauce Sneaks logo. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, let it
marinate, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man,
that's the original logo, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We would have known you were here, it's more, like I always tell people, more drip on the way, so, you know what I'm saying? It's enough for everybody, you know?
So, throughout this whole process, have you ever had thoughts of just giving up, just being like, man, I got to work, like, I own a shop, man. I need to just go ahead and just focus on the shop and not focus on this. Or has it always been just moving forward, keeping your mind straight on what you want to do?
Yeah, it was one time, man. You know, when I had separated the store from the shop, it was a moment like I was like, dang, is this really gonna work? You know what I'm saying? When I had to move the store back into the shop. And you know what I'm saying? Then that just gave me, like, that kind of lit fire up under me. And like, man, and like I was talking to Rams, he was like, bro, we just got to keep our foot on their necks. You get what I'm saying? Or just don't worry about what nobody else say. Just keep pushing, you know what I'm saying? My family, I holler at them. And my mom, my dad, my brother, my wife, you know what I'm saying? Of course, they was giving me like, hey, you got to keep pushing. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people I run into, they see me. They see us doing a lot of things, and they be like, "Man, y'all too big for the city." But like, you never can get the big head. You get what I'm saying? You always got to, you know, remember where you come from, and just remember who messed with you. You get what I'm saying? And just keep that network going. And I think with that being said, man, anybody can do what they set their dream, what they set their goals out to. Anybody can do that. They just apply pressure and keep working.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So does it ever turn into a, I know it's a job because you make a profit off of it, yeah. but I know it's somewhat of a passion too because, you know, as you said earlier, you guys have a love for shoes. So does it ever like feel just like a job at times? And like, yeah. I'm sure you get demoralized at times when, you know, take losses on shoes.
Yeah.
Or like you might have like a, you might throw a kicks fest that you don't feel is as successful as, you know.
Yeah. but yeah.
For real. Like,
it's cute. Hey, yeah, it be like that. But you know, like, you know, like I always tell people, you know what you sign up for. You know what I'm saying? It's just like anything. You know what I'm saying? You know you're a basketball player. You know it's going to be sometimes you're going to be off. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So you can't be like, you know, mope around. You just got to like just go with the flow. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it losses go with anything. So,
so how many people are on your team? Like,
it's just really, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, family, then, you know, Ramsey, but he family too, so you feel me, so,
yeah,
y'all, so, it's just really, like, the first, really just original two people that started, me and him, mm-hmm. like, you know what I'm saying, so, we just, you know, a couple people, you know what I'm saying, we bring on, but, you know, some people don't last, you know, they, you know.
Yeah, that's what comes with it, yeah, you know, some people.
You know.
It's a rolling train. Some people get lost in the sauce, I guess.
Yeah.
but yeah, that's a part of it. That's with all success stories, you know. Even with the Temptations, you look at music, the Temptations, you know.
Right.
As it goes along, when you rise to stardom, some people fall off, some people stay. It's just part of the game. That's just.
Yeah. I kind of look at it like I say with Biggs, Damon, Jay-Z. I kind of look at them like. You know, they had their differences and stuff like that, but I see that's why, you know, they last so long because the three of them always kind of, you know, Dame did doing his own thing, but you know what I'm saying? They kind of kept it going, you know, that Biggs and Jay, you know what I'm saying? So, like, they kind of built a big team, so that's why I think, like, you know, that's why I kind of get in the mindset, you get what I'm saying? I'm a guy that follow Biggs a lot, so, like, I look at the stuff that he did with, you know what I'm saying? With Rock Nation and stuff like that, so that's why I kind of padded my, you know, my game out the Master P, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, Russell Simmons, so like that's why I kind of padded my game off of. So that's how I'm running it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I look at stuff like that too, and it actually sometimes makes decisions easier to like, not necessarily cut somebody off, but to part ways with somebody. When you look at Kanye and Dame Dash, because they parted ways, Kanye left and went with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
But it's sort of better for the both of them, you know, so you don't really know.
Yeah.
So initially, what was your family's first reaction when you told them, when you brought the idea that I wouldn't do this, I'm going to invest my time in this?
Sure, they was always supportive, if you get what I'm saying. Like, I kind of say my mom's real supportive, my wife, my brothers. And my dad, he was kind of like, I say, my lucky charm, because every time I go to, like, a building and look at it and try to get it, if I bring him.
Rest in peace.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah, when I bring him, it was like, you know what I'm saying, it was in the bucket, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Just like when, you know, like you did that dude last night.
He on fire.
Yeah, but it was what's up, man. We try to, like Ramsey say, you know what I'm saying, try to stay focused, you know what I'm saying, and just, you know, try to reach that goal.
Right. Yeah. So do you have any negative vibes from people that you work around at all?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you'll get that, you know what I'm saying. Some people just, some people just jealousy just come out, but, like, you just got to ignore it and just keep pushing forward, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because this is a pretty interesting business to me, because when I look at apps such as like StockX, or when I look online and see like the price of sneakers, that's a business. Like, that's like buying a house. That's like,
right.
That's like real estate.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Like
it really is. And flipping it. It is.
So it's a science to it, actually. So I think it's actually pretty genius, to be honest. You got to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting to me.
But it's going to, like I say, man, I think Montgomery, you know, they coming up in the sneaker business, man. Because, like I say, well, me and Ramsey used to go out there first. Like, hardly nobody used to be out there trying to get the shoes.
Like,
it'd
be like, we can go there, like, 1 o'clock. Because, like, when I was in high school, it was like, you had to be there in the morning.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, if you weren't there,
like overnight or something, you know what I'm saying? If you didn't camp out, you didn't get them. It wasn't like now, like
Shoes didn't restock.
Right, like, it didn't restock at all. It now it's just so easier now. It's like if you got the apps, you got tickets, the raffles and all that stuff. Now it's just so easy now to like get the shoe from where it came from, and then now like, you know, I don't know. It's just crazy. It's crazy now. Like, you don't even got to get up. You can just press a button and, like, I know they coming now. I ain't got to get up.
So, I see you guys have all types of events going on at your shop. I saw on Instagram the other day, y'all shot a music video over there.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
YB Skate. A rapper from Montgomery. I grew up around him, man. I seen him. You know, we like you said, we try to branch out different stuff. Like, I kind of handle the music aspect of it because I kind of like,
You got passion for
music. Yeah, I got a kind of little passion for music, so I kind of deal with the artists and stuff like that. But he's up and coming. We're seeing the hustle, seeing the grind, just like, hey, might as well, like, two-headed monster. Mm. So, like, and he messed with the movement. So, and I believe just signed, so I can't really disclose, but yeah, I know he just a sign. So, like.
Yeah, we did a sauce talk with him, too.
Yeah, we did. As a matter of fact, yeah, it was a couple days before we did Dion. So, yeah, we did his sauce talk. So, that one going to be dropping soon, too. So, and that's a pretty interesting one, too, as well.
We got to do with you, too, so.
We got to do one with you, most definitely.
Because we had did one initially, but like,
cameraman one there, so we tried to use our phone, but it didn't turn out right.
Free Jacoby Bean, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw that out there.
Yeah, so for people who don't know, how would you describe Montgomery? Because you're from Montgomery, right?
Yeah, I'm from Montgomery. Yeah.
You're from Montgomery.
So,
how would you describe it? As a citizen, just from the outside looking in, and as a entrepreneur, how would you describe it? How tough is it, and how many obstacles do you have to face?
Montgomery's pretty tough.
Yeah,
they're hard to please, but you know, like I said, Montgomery. Like I tell people all the time, Montgomery is a city that's very influential. If you catch the right eye and the right person see it, it's just gonna be a domino effect. That's just me speaking from a citizen and an entrepreneur. I've seen a wave will hit Montgomery and it's just everybody on it. And it, so like, Montgomery very influential. It's just like I tell Ann all the time, all we got to do is put the right person in one of these, and then before you know it, we'll have people like waiting at the door before we open. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. But until that, we're going to keep working. Yeah. But, that's basically Montgomery to me. Like,
right. And the thing that's interesting about Montgomery to me is that Montgomery's, you know, small.
Very.
So you think it would be like a family. But from what I see,
is very divided. It's very divided. Yeah, but you know, like I said, Montgomery very influential. So like, you know what I'm saying? It may be the music, like it may be, I don't know. It's just, I don't know, but like I said, it always gonna take a couple people. They see the right people doing that. Like, hey, let's follow suit. You know what I'm saying? So, just like it got bad, it can get back good. You see what I'm saying? Because it was at one point where Montgomery was like fun.
Yeah, especially when would you say that was?
I would like high school, don't probably. You know what I'm saying?
I was talking about that the other day. I was like, when I was in eighth grade, ninth grade.
Like back in the day.
I was telling the kids, like my teammates, all that, I was telling like some girls that or something like that too. I was like, man, Montgomery used to be like live. Yeah, he had dope. It was just a vibe.
But now it's just, you know, influx of people trying to be like what they see on the YouTube.
Yeah.
So,
but I say Montgomery is a place if you succeed here, like you can go anywhere.
Here's how
I look at it. I look at it as I look on TV, and no knock to these guys, but I look up and see a guy come out of Atlanta, Georgia, or from the South Side, a basketball player, for example, come out of Atlanta, Georgia, or the South Side of Chicago. It's like, all right, those are pretty tough places. They're hard to make it out. But you know how many resources you have coming from Patterson Court, trying to make it out, you have no
resources. You have no resource, none. Like, it's no, it's nobody going to, like, like,
it's way harder. Cause nobody's going to look for you. In, like, people are looking for you in Atlanta. People are looking
for you in Chicago.
Nobody's looking for you in Montgomery.
People can make a mistake and find you in big cities. Like, they could be rapping, like, who is that? You see what I'm saying? So,
well, I think that's up to, like, the guys that's from Montgomery that's playing in professional football, basketball. It's up to them for the, you know, come back and build it. You get what I'm saying? Because they're gonna be the key holders.
Yeah, like somebody like a professional, like a Mac Wilson or something like that. If they if Montgomery see, you know, people like that teaming up with this person, that person, that person, after a while, people just, it's just gonna trickle down to everybody. You know what I'm saying? So
I think that's where it starts with us just linking together. Like you said, it's pretty divided.
Right.
I feel like
it's just a link,
yeah. Even in music.
Even in music.
Just come together.
Like they used to. Like they used to. You know, Dopey, Lil Reggie, Fathead, like all of them was on the song together. You
see
all of them, like all them, but like, it's like everybody got an op.
And I think that's like the cool thing now.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like beef. Like, I think people, I'm not saying the guys in Montgomery, like the rappers in Montgomery think it's cool to beef, but I think as a whole, like the rap.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
To beef with each other.
It's
when
cool.
In reality,
it's,
linking together,
that's
makes you money.
That would make money. Beef doesn't have bring you any money, it brings you heartache. Like, you know, but, you know.
Heartache and broken pockets.
Yeah.
But speaking of music, so what's in your playlist?
Right now, man.
I'm a music guy, so this podcast really about entertainment. I throw sports in, but like, I really like
I've been on that you know, that new album Wayne got Funeral. I just last night looking at the lyrics. I like the lyrics of that, and I've been on what's that guy name? Pop Smoke. Yeah. I've been listening to a lot of his stuff.
Never listened to him.
I've been listening to a lot of Pop Smoke, man. That dude entertaining. Like, it's to me, man, music, like, these days is, like, more of a, it's a combination of entertainment, lyrics, and all that. Mm-hmm. But I just like his way, what he got going on now. So I say Pop Smoke is, like, one of the top dudes I listen to right now.
Yeah, and you say that. You say it's a mix between lyrics and entertainment and story. I guess I'll throw storytelling in there too.
Yeah.
It's come a long way, because I feel like in the 90s it was mostly like storytelling and lyrics.
Yeah.
And in the early 2000s all that just disappeared.
Yeah.
But what's in your playlist?
I kind of
You mess with any local guys?
Yeah, of course. Yes. Of course.
Yourself?
Oh.
No.
You tell me
to
say rap?
No. I play around in the studio. I play it around. I made a couple of, but
talk to me. Tell me about it.
I listen to I just mess around in the studio, but ain't nothing. But now I listen like DZ Cash, Kid Sharif, like I said, Free Kobe Bean, I just be everywhere. Be Future here, Young Thug here, then I may listen to some Camera, you know what I'm saying? I just be everywhere with the music. So I may listen to Shawty Low today, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
feeling like I'm on, you know what I'm saying? I feel like a dope boy today. I'm just playing, but
you got,
like
some pretty diverse music.
Yeah,
Cameron
so
and Shawty Low.
But you know you gotta keep it like that though. Like I listen to kinda everything. But you know, like I grew up on like the first album I ever heard was Aquemini, like the one I remember. Cause I remember my mama used to put it on when she cleaned up. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, so I used to hear, so Outkast, and then I Pastor Troy. So like Atlanta music, I'm all anybody that come out of Atlanta, I'm gonna give them a chance. Mm-hmm. Everybody, but like you know, it be everywhere. My music just everywhere.
Yeah.
And shout out to Pastor Troy. I know he's been in the news a lot lately for some comments he made. But Pastor Troy, what they don't know is Pastor Troy can actually rap. Yeah.
But I'm glad you brought that up. And like I tell people all the time, you know, people have opinions.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, people may not agree with it. But yeah. other people say stuff. I don't like. It's a lot of people say a lot of things we don't agree with, but we don't. But you know what I'm saying. But he wasn't lying. Yeah. You know what I'm saying. Like
he was speaking his mind.
He was just speaking his mind. Yeah. He wasn't trying to cause no. Like he knew. Like Pastor was not putting out albums. Yeah. He didn't. He just speaking his mind. But yeah.
Yeah. So do you feel like there's like an agenda being placed towards entertainment, like on black people?
Of course. We making too much money. Yeah. Come on, bro. Like we're winning too many Grammys. Like we're doing too much. Like for them, like if you look at it, like look at it, bro. Like we really everybody wanna be like us.
Yeah.
All over the world. Like I don't mean to cut you off, but like think about it. Like Kobe Bryant, R.P. Kobe Bryant. He's one of the biggest influence over the world. That's a black man. Mm. Everybody, Kobe, like, so, like, of course they're going to try to throw, like, some curveball because they, like, damn, they really, like, superheroes.
Yeah.
We superheroes, in a sense. Like, our athletes and our entertainers, they're superheroes.
Yeah, and sometimes I feel like they don't understand us, though. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. They don't.
Yeah.
We, too, is, you know.
And I remember when I was a kid, I used to, like, hear my grandmother talk because, you know, my grandmother, she marched with Dr. King and then, like she's you know grew up in the civil rights movement stuff like that or she was around in the civil rights movement
shout out to her
in it shout out to her and my grandmother but the way she would talk when I was younger back then in the 60s people were proud to be black but it was cool to be white and like growing up my entire life I always felt it was cool to be black like everybody like all the kids like everybody wants to be black that's why when you see even when you look in music all the other genres have died out. All that punk rock, all that.
They're making music like, but like they're making music with the like. If they're still doing it, they're teaming up with black.
Yeah, cause like hip hop is like basically top genre now, and all the other ones have died out. Right. And that just shows that black culture is taking over.
Yeah.
But like I say, we know how to change it up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to people that started hip hop, but like. We know how to flip it and be different. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people in that's my age, they always say, man, I don't like that type of music. I'm like, bro, you just got to change. Like, you know what I'm saying? I still love my music that came out when I was younger, but I still love the new music, too, because I just like the change of it, how it's changing up. You know what I'm saying? That's dope to me.
Yeah, because times change and people change. Like, back in 1940, 1920, if I were 15 years old, I might be like working on a railroad all day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? So
I might have like almost a family on the way. You know what I'm saying? I have a more mature mindset. So today, guys are, I guess, more or less mature. So if Ramsey only has three words in his vocabulary and he wants to be a rapper and he uses those three words back to back, I can't get mad at him because that's who he is. He's not trying to be somebody else.
Yeah.
So that's how I had to look at it. Yeah. I don't look at it as just ignorance. Sometimes it is. But it's like, then again, you have to put your feet in somebody else's shoes.
Yeah. And then he taking care of his family.
Yeah. So, y'all got any social media? Where can I find y'all? What y'all got coming up before you get into all that? What's next?
The
April 5th,
Kickfest. It's still at the same place.
Yeah.
The very first Kickfest.
ABJC Event Center.
Yeah, ABJC
Event Center.
That's in
Montgomery. It's on the Northern Boulevard. What is Plantation?
Plantation Way.
Something like I forgot the
address. ABJC Event Center 886. Plantation Way.
Right.
Okay. April 5th, starting at 12.
All right.
Yeah, so, that's what we got going, man. And you can follow us on Too Much Sauce Sneaks Instagram, Too Much Sauce Sneaks Facebook, www.toomuchsaucesneaks.com if you want to purchase some merch. We also about to launch on the Sauce World website, too.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Working on that personal website, Southside. At Southside Tony on IG, at Profound Barber on IG.
Grady _ Matlock on IG.
Victor Damone.
Vic Damone Jr. on Facebook. Yeah. You know, I just be talking and getting on live. I be sometimes speak on little situations on there, but yeah, it's on social media.
Well, man, I appreciate y'all coming out here, man. I've been wanting to get y'all on here since I pretty much started this, so.
True. Yeah, man, thank you for having me.
Appreciate the invite, man.
Oh, yeah. All right, man, I'll holler at y'all later. This is the A-Raj Podcast.
Okay.